Sports Knoxville is proud to present the show that the fans deserve.
I'd consider myself a realist, all right, but in philosophical terms, I'm what's called a pessimist.
The show that the city needs.
This town deserves a better class of sports radio. And we're going to give it to them.
This is Talk Sports.
Leave one wolf alive, and the sheep are never safe.
Back in the booth, back on the airwaves, coming at you live from the Fan Run Studios. John Reed, Cody McClure, intern Alex has us on the air as we kick off this Friday edition of Talk Sports. It is lunchtime. It is May 2nd. No, it's not. It's June 2nd. Oh, man.
Great start.
Great start. And we got cookies. We got baseball coming up. It's a good day. How are you?
I'm fine, John. Good to be here. Good to be anywhere. We also have softball coming up.
Okay.
I believe, don't we? At some point.
Well, I just meant like today during the day.
Let me check the schedule here. Yeah, I'm doing good, I suppose.
I figured we'd put on the game and root against
here. You
Clemson
can handle
here.
That. Yeah. I don't want to handle that. It's a lot of responsibility.
I think I might watch Ocean's 8.
On TV right now?
Yeah, it's on TNT here.
How many times are they going to play that on TNT?
They really want people to watch it.
What are the Ocean's power ranking of
best to worst?
Ocean's 11 is number one, right?
No, 8's number one.
Why do I only hear of Ocean's 11?
Why is that the only one you hear of?
Yeah.
How often are you talking Oceans with people?
I mean, not very often.
How do I get this thing to go down? I can never figure out how to get this to go off. How can I get this to go off?
Just push the.
How do I get it to go off?
Push the top.
Push the top. Okay.
Yeah, the very top.
Okay, well, there's the answer.
It's not that complicated, really.
Well, I didn't see the top. I didn't see the very, very top.
Yeah, that's what they don't tell you when you sign up for the YouTube.
Uh-huh.
But it's not bad. Everybody likes to complain about it, but it's not bad, really.
So, anyways.
So, yeah. So, how was your night?
Night was solid. We're not going to power rank the Ocean's movies.
Yeah,
I thought we
fun.
Were going to.
Oh, I mean, I just. What I mean is, like, when somebody says Ocean's 11, it's always 11 that they say.
Like, well, they Ocean's say, 11 is the best.
Okay. So
that's
what I was asking.
And it was the first.
So how many are there? Like four, seven?
Yeah, there's four. There's only three, really.
Three?
Eight's not really. Hmm. It is canon. It is connected, but loosely.
I just know Ocean's 11 is the only one I ever hear about.
Well, yeah, 12's pretty bad. 13 came back with a nice – it got back on track because 11 was great. 12, not good. I don't think people even really like 12. They took 3 years off, came back with 13, got back on track, and that was it. And then, yeah, like I guess 10 years later, 11 years later, they came back with a female requel.
A what?
A requel. Like a reboot / sequel.
No. Never heard of that.
Yeah, it's a requel. Because, like, it's a reboot, because, like, it's Ocean's 8, it's a new lead character, Sandra Bullock. But, again, there is a little canon in it because she is...
Why do you keep saying canon?
That's what it's called. Like, it's connected to the other stories. That's what it's called. People in the biz understand that. And
Johnny Hollywood over here.
I mean, spoiler. I don't know if it's a spoiler alert. I don't know if they keep it a secret. I can't really remember Ocean's 8, but like she's George Clooney's sister.
Okay.
So it's connected in that regard of like she's connected to the main character, but he's
Alex,
not in it.
Do you know what he's talking about?
Yes, I do. Okay. I've seen them and canon. Like that's an actual.
It's a real thing.
It's a real thing.
It's an important
like,
thing.
Like they're like, oh, like this
she's
character
so,
is canon.
I can't deal with her anymore. She's so on your side. I need Christian back in here. Where is Christian?
We're two peas in a pod.
I need Christian back in here.
And it's getting,
I need an ally in this room.
It's just.
Who's my new man over here?
Jordan. Jordan, do you know what canon means?
I need my new man. Is that okay. on?
It's
is
not on. It's gone. Yeah, so the mic there on the top, right? No, on the actual microphone, right there. You slot that up. And then make sure the very left knob over there on the box, yep, is like on like five or so.
I need a new ally in this room.
Then you did know what canon meant?
I do.
Yeah. But Cody's mad.
When I think canon, I think Gettysburg. I think Fort Sumter.
I thought you were going to say Nick.
I think the Battle of the Bulge.
I thought we were going to talk about a bunch of kids and Nick Cannon wilding out. That's where I go when I think of canon.
There's several. I even go with the – isn't there a camera brand that's canon?
Yeah.
Is that related?
No. I mean, I don't think it is.
How do you spell your canon?
I think it's C-A-N-O-N, I think.
Well, then that's got to be related. That's got to be why that camera brand is called Canon then. Anyway.
There are money cannons that we shoot at recruiting. I think of that.
There's other cannons you hear about.
Not really. I've named all the cannons I could think of. Oh.
You know.
Oh, okay.
You know those cannons.
Yeah, but 11's the best. I think they bring Pacino back, they bring Pacino in on 13.
Oh,
yeah. Added to a great cast as it already is. That's why you hear about it so much, because 11 is like, you're like, wow. I don't want to say it's like the first ensemble movie, but it's a pretty big one.
I made a mistake by mentioning Ocean's 11. I feel like you could spend a half an hour on this.
You got more pressing matters you want to talk about?
I have no interest in this.
You don't care about the first?
I don't.
I thought you were an Al Pacino guy.
I love Al Pacino, but that's not an Al Pacino movie.
At 13, he's the big character in it. You don't want to hear about like the first. I don't know if we want to call it the first, but an ensemble cast. I mean, you take 11 guys,
the
you put them in there.
Ensemble cast.
I want to call it the first because Ocean's 11 is a remake, and it had like, you know.
What do you mean? It's the first movie to take like a bunch of big time actors and put them all in one place.
And I don't want to say first, but
what is the first ensemble cast?
It's a pretty big one. Especially when you consider like the our generation of actors.
How big do you have to be an ensemble?
That's a good question. You got to vote, Alex, how big you need to be an ensemble?
I feel like if they're making an Ocean's 8, it's got to be like 7 or 8.
Okay.
I don't know. Because
that was kind of an ensemble cast. Like all the, I want to say all the 8 are like girls that you would know.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Yeah. So I guess that's probably a good point by you. All right, so we're going with 8.
Hmm. I had a long night last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
I was out late.
Working or?
Yeah.
Thriving?
Yeah, I was out late just laying down miles. Just laying down wheels on the road.
Your roommate? Oh.
Oh, Jesus. Come on. Come on. No. Laying down the tires on the road.
Just driving?
I picked up a guy who was telling me he's in construction.
Uh-huh.
This guy was telling me about building these rooms.
Okay.
In houses, what they do, they build like these small houses. They're like barns combined with houses almost. They're like cheap houses. And for whatever reason, these people specialize in small home construction.
Like, talking about like the tiny homes like that are as big as this studio or like even half the size of this studio?
Yeah, and they build that and they build like special rooms.
Like that connect to the houses or?
Yeah, different little projects, you know.
Okay.
But, like, they don't build a whole house. They build small things. And this guy was telling me about building, like, these BDSM rooms and how you would be surprised that people, like, request these things fairly commonly. They stay busy in Tennessee is what he was telling me. They travel around Tennessee, but these people build, like, they build these, like, torture chambers and, like, BDSM and these little like just weird rooms, weird sex rooms and things like that. And he said all his work is in Tennessee, and he like his whole summer's booked up.
So you think that Tennessee is just a sexually repressed state? Is that what
I don't
you
know?
Were,
I don't
is
know.
That, is that what you thought going into that conversation?
He was telling me he also builds tree houses.
Okay.
He also specializes in tree houses.
Does he have any BDSM rooms up in the tree houses? Because then we'd really be talking.
I don't know. But this guy, he creeped me out a little bit. He kept talking about the Manson family and how, like, Charles was actually not that bad of a guy. He just kind of got the wrong, kind of got a bad rap for some things. And I don't know. I thought maybe I was going to get stabbed. But then he gave me $20, so. You know,
business must be booming.
Yeah, $20 that'll solve anything. Cash speaks.
Well, I'm glad you had a good night. I'm glad you're alive.
I could tell I wasn't dealing with the highest IQ'd guy, though. Because he called me beforehand, before I got there, and asked me how far out I was.
Uh-huh.
that's usually a pretty good sign you're dealing with a low IQ individual.
Because you're like, hey, the app tells you how
you know you have a tracking.
I don't really trust the tracking thing either.
Well, it's pretty accurate.
It's like, hey, 6 minutes. And I look back 6 minutes later, it's like 4 minutes away. It's not always accurate from whenever you first get it. Maybe he wanted to know, hey, cut all the fluff out. Don't BS me.
I don't know.
What time are you going to be here?
This guy was deep out in the woods.
Well, that doesn't mean he's a low IQ guy. It might just mean he doesn't like technology.
I think he was a pretty low IQ guy. I'm not saying they go hand in hand. I'm just saying this guy happened to be.
He could be, yeah.
Yeah. There's some people that are just walking around with, like, rocks in their head. I mean,
maybe he had rocks in his head, but he had $20 in his pocket.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. It's like Jordan used to say, Republicans buy sneakers, too. This one is low IQ individuals also give cash tips. Same thing, basically.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're alive.
There were two people. I talked to two different people on Memorial Day that they didn't know it was Memorial Day. They didn't know. They didn't know the holiday. The one guy tried to say, "Isn't this is like Labor Day, right, or something?" And I was like, "What are you talking about? How can you go through a calendar year and you don't know what's what? You don't know what day it is. How do you exist? How are you even able to live like that?"
Maybe they don't have any fallen soldiers in their family.
Well, I don't either, but I know when it's Memorial Day. Two separate people. The one guy didn't even know what it was. He just kept saying this. And it's a holiday, isn't it? Isn't it today a holiday? Some sort of holiday?
What's worse?
He's like, I know that I'm off work tomorrow. I'm like, you don't know what day it is?
What's worse, not knowing it's a holiday or not knowing like which holiday it is? Or like incorrectly wishing people like a happy Veterans Day? I saw a lot of people doing that.
A happy Veterans Day?
Yeah, calling Monday Veterans Day.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess I could see where you get those two confused, maybe, if you're a moron. But, like, Labor Day, it's September. Everybody knows Labor Day's in September. Not everybody, apparently. I don't know.
My night was good. Thanks for asking. Yeah, Alex, you have a good night?
Of course.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Concert was pretty fun. Packed.
Oh, yeah, I was over there.
Packed to the brim.
I saw you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Thanks for saying hi.
No, I didn't actually see you, but I was back over there a lot.
It was packed.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody said it was a good time.
Had fun.
Everybody liked it. I heard nothing but positive reviews.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. That checks out. Mm-hmm. It's hard to have negative reviews when the show's like $30.
Well, yeah, in a venue that small. I mean, as long as the guy's not just a total, like, bozo.
Clown, yeah.
Yeah.
I will say that I did not know that the Mill and Mine took the bar from the outside area. No outside area bar anymore. Didn't realize that.
Why'd they do that?
I don't know. Just one time I'd been there, there was a bar you could go outside and you could go outside and get a drink.
I saw a lot of people outside. I mean,
I guess they were having a smoke break or something because there was no bar out there.
Yeah.
But I will say, give them credit. The place was sold out, and I don't know how many people they fit in there. Maybe 2,000, 1,000. I don't know. But didn't have to wait longer than like 3 minutes for a drink. They had that thing moving. Shout out to the bartenders there. They had a good full staff and fast.
The last show I went to there, they did a good job too. They do a fine job there.
Drastically different than my experiences at like the Tennessee Theater. When I go to shows at Tennessee Theater, you're in line.
Oh God, it's
getting
awful.
A drink there for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Abysmal. Yeah. Terrible.
Be in line so long getting a drink, you miss the first 10 minutes of Chris Rock sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, that did happen to us. But I will say again, credit where it's due. The Mill of Mine, mowing through people.
Yeah,
mowing through people.
That's what you like to see at a venue, is good service.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep, that's
all right. Alex, send us a break. We'll come back. We'll talk, I guess, NBA Finals, SEC schedule. We'll dive into one of those after the break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. All right. What's the bigger story? Game one, NBA Finals, or SEC's schedule plan for 2024.
Let's talk about the SEC. The finals are over. It's all done. It's gone. It's over.
Nuggets in four or five. It just depends on how motivated they are to sweep through this.
I couldn't even watch.
The Heat have no answer for them.
No.
Bam.
Nope, nobody does.
Bam. They really don't this year. Bam is a good player. He's a good center. He's a good modern center. He looks like a little boy out there guarding Nikola Jokic. He has no hope of stopping him.
Yeah, no, Jokic is this is his year. This is his title.
Might be his league for the foreseeable future. Like, you know, you when a team's winning a championship, you're always like you're like, oh man, they're going to run off a couple in a row because obviously no one's beaten them and you can't see someone beating them. But they really are set up pretty well with a superstar whose game isn't dependent on his athleticism. So it's not like you'll see him be a little bit slower and jump a little bit less high. He doesn't have to do that. He is going to be 7'1" and able to lean on you and be really skilled at passing and shooting until the day he dies. Like he'll probably play until he's 40. He might be like LeBron James out there, not running around, flying around, but able to still go out there and get you 15 points and 10 assists.
How do you know he'll have that kind of longevity?
Well, I'm just saying his game's not dependent on athleticism.
Got to be somewhat dependent on athleticism.
Do you watch him? Not really. It's all just, he barely jumps.
Yeah, I mean, he's not moving around a lot, but he's still an athlete.
I'm not saying he's not an athlete. I'm just saying, like, athleticism is the lowest thing on his skill set. Like, he's least dependent on athleticism of anybody in the NBA.
Bet you won't say that to his face.
He'd probably be like, yeah, I agree.
You are correct.
I used to drink 3 liters of soda every day.
I'm Nikola Jokic from Serbia.
Isn't he from Serbia or Siberia?
No, yeah, Serbia. No, now you're making me nervous.
No, it's Serbia. Yeah. It's Serbia. Yeah. Right next door to Bosnia.
I'm just saying, like, you know, you see the difference. LeBron's a freak, but you see he doesn't necessarily jump as high and run as fast as he once did.
But you wouldn't call LeBron a freak to his face either.
I would compliment it. Sometimes being called a freak is a compliment.
What would you do if
Nicki Minaj had a whole song about it?
What would you do if you were talking to LeBron and you called him a freak and he just slapped you like a little girl?
I'd fall down and hold my neck.
Slapped you in the face.
I'd fall down and hold my neck.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Mr. James.
And I would call a lawyer the next day, or maybe as soon as I got up off the floor.
You would sue for sure.
Yeah.
You would definitely sue.
If he smacked me, if he open hand palmed me.
I was assaulted by LeBron James.
Yeah. I'm at least threatening a lawsuit. I'm coming out of that with some money.
You would be the type to sue.
I'd go full Andy Kaufman and run around in a neck brace. That's what I would do. I'd get in a wheelchair and a neck brace and roll around. LeBron hit me.
Yeah.
He'd respect a good flop. Am I right?
I would think so. You know, Kanye's going through something like that right now.
Where he's getting sued?
He's getting sued by a paparazzi because he, like, knocked this phone out of this girl's hand.
It's been a story for he did that a long time ago, too, back when he was first going crazy.
I'm pretty sure this is a fresh story.
I'm sure it is. But, yeah, no, the Heat have no answer. And solid run to the finals. Good job. But you got no hope against Denver.
Yeah, Kanye's getting sued by a photographer. We'll save that for headlines.
Okay, I want to know more.
I'll tell you all about it. Top of the hour.
Unless Miami can find a magic genie that can make all of their players about 4 inches taller between now and game 2, they got no shot. They had Gabe Vincent, his little ass out there running around trying to guard Aaron Gordon. Like, it's just They don't have the dogs. They don't have the dogs.
No. I feel like the finals are over.
Well, I felt like the finals were over the moment they beat the
Lakers. Well, yeah, you said that, and I had another friend say that they weren't even interested because it was going to be a sweep. It was going to be an ass-kicking, and so it looks like that's probably what's – I mean, you never know, though, what could happen in game 2.
That's
the thing about a 7-game series. You got to play at least 4.
Well, that's also the thing. Like, that team has no chance of beating the Nuggets 4 times out of 6.
It doesn't seem like it.
Yeah. They could switch, maybe Jokic.
But if they were to upset in game 2 and then
have home
then
court,
you go to Miami.
Then
I mean,
they lose in 5 instead of 4.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, yeah. Who knows what could happen.
Yeah. So, yeah, the SEC schedule 2024 has been set in the sense of we know that we are not getting a 9-game schedule. We are getting an 8-game schedule. And it appears that at least in 2024 – the secondary rivalry is going to be preserved. There was talk that we'd go to, you know, stay at 8 games, but only have 1 permanent rival and then have 7 other new teams.
Mm-hmm.
But it does appear that there are not going to make any changes, at least in 2024. That's the big caveat they keep saying is like, hey, we're going to take this year in 2024 and then we're going to kind of figure things out moving forward. We're not going to do anything drastic in year one of Texas and Oklahoma being here. You know, you even had Sankey go as far as being like, hey, we thought they were coming in 2025. They got pushed up a year. We're not necessarily ready to make any drastic changes.
So what's he saying? It's going to be 8 games and then
so basically Tennessee
one
is,
permanent?
No, two permanent.
Two permanent?
Well, yeah.
How does that work?
Well, just your two rivals. So Tennessee, you know, your primary rival at Tennessee is, I would assume, Vanderbilt.
That's the U.S. Bank building where they have that slide. I was telling you.
Oh,
about.
Is it?
So see, he's in LA. See that tallest building on the left?
Uh-huh.
That's where they have the slide. You can't see the slide from
that.
That
slide is the dumbest thing ever. Have you heard about that slide on that damn building? It's one story. It's nothing.
Yeah, but it protrudes out from the building.
Yeah,
I mean, it's glass bottom, so you see 70 floors down. It's one of those things. It's like a thrill, you know, scary.
It'd be cool to do once.
Yeah,
do you think
it'd
be scary, though?
to go down,
so it goes from out the window around just very, very little bit around where you're kind of, you know, above the air and then above the ground, and then you go
into
the other
building.
Do you
know that city skyline?
Is that not New York?
No.
Where's he at? Miami?
Nope.
Where the hell is Stephen A?
That's Denver.
D.C.? Denver? Oh, the finals are in Denver.
I can tell by that rounded off building there.
Is that your thing?
Otherwise, yeah, I love skylines.
The skylines?
I love city skylines.
So would you be afraid of going down this little glass slide?
No, I'd do it.
And you wouldn't be scared?
No.
Yeah, because you're not a coward.
Yeah.
He said he wouldn't do it.
Do you know Ben Lee?
I can't say I do.
Kind of reminds me of Ben Lee. Jordan, right?
Yeah.
Jordan. So why are you here? What's the new thing you're doing?
Yeah. He's shadowing us. He wanted
college?
To come.
Are you in school?
No, I'm.
You're just chilling.
Just chilling.
All right.
He comes. He wanted to see how we do it and learn the trade.
How'd here you find out about us?
Family friend.
Friend of a friend.
Friend of a friend. And I said yes.
I like how I don't get a heads up on these things.
It came together pretty.
People just come and go, and
it came together pretty quickly. So yeah. Did I need your permission?
Hey, you could have ran it by me. You could have been
ran
like,
it by you.
Hey, new guy.
I told you when you walked in.
A new guy in, you know.
I told you when you walked in.
Yeah. Oh, hello. Yeah.
You wanted a text last night?
I come in, I see a new car in the parking lot. I mean, you know, at least run it by me.
Okay. I'll
I would appreciate
heads
a heads up.
I'll give you a heads up next time. Alex, sorry I didn't give
I mean,
you a
I'm
heads
sure
up
he's
either,
great. I'm just saying, you know.
You're going to run a background check? What are you going to do?
No. I mean, I'm sure he's
would you have dressed
great.
Differently? Would you have brought him a gift?
I'm dressed perfectly fine.
I think so, too. That's why I'm asking. You act like you're caught by surprise. You don't feel like you're on your A game?
No, I just, you know, I like to know things.
I'll run it by you next time. But, yeah, so Tennessee's primary rival, I believe, is considered Vanderbilt. Like, I think you get precedent for being your in-state opponent. So, like, Vanderbilt will stay on the schedule in 2024. And then they also said they're keeping the secondary rival, which I believe is going to be Alabama.
Yeah, well.
So, if you're Tennessee, it evens out. You get to beat Vanderbilt. And you also get a home game against Alabama, which we had talked about it yesterday. I think getting Alabama in Knoxville is a pretty good thing. I'm happy that we get to play them in 2024. It's a chance to win another game against them.
Yeah, but you'd still rather have somebody else. You know what I mean? Like you're looking at it at an optimistic standpoint of that we can beat them the next couple of years, but you'd still rather have, like, Kentucky.
If you had to pick,
like, just most beatable opponents,
yeah,
you're still getting the SEC's second toughest team.
Yeah, I would imagine that. So divisions are out as well. No more divisions starting in 2024.
I like that. Unity.
Which would have been nice for us last year because we would have won.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least, you know, we've been the second team, not one, obviously. Georgia, of course, would have had a spot in the SEC Championship.
We
would
Tennessee
would have gotten a rematch.
LSU.
Yes, we'd have been ahead of LSU and Alabama.
Right.
So it would have been nice to have last year. But what can you do? So, yeah, divisions will be gone in 2024. And, you know, the Alabama thing I don't really get hung up on. Now, we'll see if in 2024 we get Alabama and Georgia. That would kind of stink, but I mean, it's nothing like we're not used to. We've been, you know, dealing with that for the last.
So, do we
years.
Know who the permanents are?
We got speculation.
We just have an idea.
Yeah, we got speculation for other schools. I don't know if it's been. I don't know if it's
so
been like
know,
hammered out.
So we don't know what SEC teams will play in 2024, other than probably Alabama and Vandy.
Correct.
We don't know otherwise.
Correct.
I would like to know that soon.
We will have six other.
When can I know? Will it be soon?
I think they said they're announcing it. They gave a date, right? It's later this. Is it later this month or next month? They're doing like a made for SEC Network thing.
Oh, so it's soon.
Yeah.
Then they're going to tell us the schedule for next year.
Yeah.
Very excited.
I don't know what the date is. I'll see if I could find it. But yeah, they said they're going to put it on SEC Network.
Is there any team you don't want to play?
Well, I mean, I would rather not play Georgia in the regular season. You know.
Yeah. Sure, me
and,
same.
In 2024, I mean, if we're going to
make the playoff in 24,
would you like to see, so June 14th, matchups only, not dates. That's when it'll be on the SEC Network. Ross Dellinger confirms the league will preserve the primary and secondary rivalries. So that's what was posted yesterday.
They're not going to give me dates. I need dates.
You're not going to have dates for 2024. Nope.
When am I getting dates?
I would imagine you get dates the same time you do every year, which is like in the off season leading up to it, I guess. I don't know when you actually get dates.
I get dates year round.
Yeah, congrats.
Thanks.
It's easy when you have a girlfriend. But it's Tennessee's going to keep Vanderbilt and Alabama. If you would get, so Texas and Oklahoma are coming in. Do we want to get them before they get their feet settled? AK, would you rather play one of them like immediately in 2024?
Yeah, put Oklahoma on my schedule. Want Oklahoma September 3rd. We owe Oklahoma a nice ass whipping.
Yeah, I do wonder how
they're down right now.
I do wonder how they treat Oklahoma and Texas.
They're down. They're no better right now than South Carolina. No better than Kentucky. Right now? I don't believe they are.
You don't think Oklahoma's better than South Carolina or Kentucky?
I don't think so. Not really. Not right now.
Texas.
Unless they got some nice young crop of talent coming up. I mean, they were terrible last year.
Texas. Do you feel the same about Texas?
Pretty much, but everybody keeps telling me how good they're going to be this year.
Yeah, they're top 10 on the, you know, the S&P.
More like top 5, aren't they?
I think they're number 9, I thought. But maybe that was the FPI. One of the metrics had them number 9, I'm pretty sure.
I never know what to think with Texas. Everybody keeps telling me how good they're going to be.
Well, it's because they recruit.
Yeah, yeah. Same with A&M. Everybody tells me how good A&M's supposed to be.
Yeah.
They're not any good either. I think, really, you need a coach. You need a good coach. I think that's more important in college ball.
Well, are you willing to say that Brett Venables is not a good coach?
Not looking like it so far. I mean, he's only...
It's year one, though.
Yeah, he's only one season in.
Heupel wasn't great year one. He was solid. Kirby Smart lost to Vanderbilt and Butch Jones in year one. Like, it happens. Nick Saban, Louisiana Monroe. Like, I mean, I typically give coaches a pass in year one. Now, year two...
Show me something.
You got to show you something, yeah. Like, every good coach has proven he's a good coach by year two.
I just don't know about Venables because he's a defensive guy. And I don't know if you can get by with that now.
It's an offensive world.
Without having a good offense.
Yeah, it's an offensive world.
And also it comes from the Dabo tree, which has been
fruitless.
Excruciatingly terrible.
Fruitless. No fruits.
All
on
bad
the Dabo
coaches
tree.
Under Dabo.
Tony Elliott's
awful. Morris, wasn't that his name?
Do you think Tony Elliott has
Chad Morris was a quarterback, was he not?
Who the hell is Chad Morris?
Is that not a quarterback at Ole Miss?
That was Chad Kelly.
That was Chad Kelly. Chad Morris, yeah, he's the
SMU.
Yeah, then Arkansas, right?
Yeah. I thought I had the name right, and then I was like, is that right? Yeah. Yeah, Chad Kelly, he was a former Ole Miss quarterback. Real star. Guy was a big star.
Did beat Alabama once.
I always knew he was going to make it in the league, and he never did.
Couldn't say I had trouble.
Yeah, that's basically
he was just John Morant before his time.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, did you see Adam Silver last night?
Yeah. What's that going
to
be?
I don't know. It sounds to me like they're kicking him out of the league.
They think he stabbed some guy or what?
We've had some new things come to our attention from John Morant, like some new details, and I'm wondering, like, okay, is he going to say, like, hey, it's a BB gun, it's an airsoft gun, Jaw's not in trouble? Or it's like, yeah, actually, Jaw's gang-connected in Memphis, and we're kicking him out of the league.
Yeah, I mean, no, it seems like it's going to be negative.
It does seem negative, for sure, but, like, Adam Silver, I don't know if I agree with the tactic of we don't want to be a distraction, so we're going to put this vague update out and let everyone speculate about it for 2 weeks.
Yeah, then it seems like it's kind of a distraction anyway.
It seems even more so.
Everybody's wondering about it.
So, yeah, I'm looking at the post-spring college football SP Plus rankings, and Texas comes in at number 9. They have the 11th best offense and 16th best defense, according to the metrics.
Oklahoma went 6-7 last year.
Yeah, Oklahoma, a little surprising because, A, like you said, Venables is a defensive coach, but they're getting credit for having the 6th best offense in the country on this thing. Oklahoma comes in at number 13 on those rankings that we're talking about.
Is Gabriel still their quarterback?
Frank Vogel headed to the Phoenix Suns, apparently. Breaking news. Wheel, 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 wheel. Frank Vogel, championship-level coach. He coached LeBron.
Turned my volume up there.
He coached LeBron to a title. Now he's going to get a chance to coach Kevin Durant to a title. Anyways, what were we saying about football?
I was just looking at
Oklahoma. Oh, you're talking about Gabriel. I guess he's their quarterback still?
I guess.
But yeah, they're getting credit for having the 6th best offense. 37th best defense on these.
Eric Gray.
No more Eric Gray. No more Wanya Morris.
He was their leading rusher last year.
You said you trusted, you know, Kentucky and South Carolina more than Texas and Oklahoma.
I don't know if I trust them.
Well, you said they're better or just
I
as good.
I think they're just as good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Metrically speaking, and I know it doesn't matter all the time, although I do think this SP Plus is pretty good for preseason projections. They have Kentucky at number 22. South Carolina comes in at 33.
Where's Oklahoma?
13th.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't know. I think they benefit from their name brand.
Well, they're not supposed to, like, on these metrics. But although it does take some recruiting stuff into it, so maybe they do. Maybe they do.
Do benefit from their conference.
Yeah, the conference is going to be a big plus for them this year. But, you know, when we're talking about the change and Texas and Oklahoma coming to the SEC, do we think it will be a baptism by fire with them? Or do you think they have a chance to kind of do what both Missouri and Texas A&M did, which is play pretty well the first couple of years? And, of course, Missouri hasn't played well since then. But Missouri won the East.
Well, Missouri.
Twice.
Yeah, they did. Missouri they came in at a good time.
Sure.
Because you had Derek Dooley, or was it Butch by then? 2012. So you still had Derek Dooley.
Yeah, he beat Dooley.
Yeah, Derek. I mean, Tennessee was as down as Tennessee's been. And then Georgia was very average. Florida had the Shark Humping guy.
They'd had Muschamp at that point.
Yeah. Well, by the time Missouri won the East,
I believe it'd still be Muschamp, wouldn't it?
Was that 2014?
I want to say McElwain's first year was 15, wasn't it?
Was it? Yeah.
Or was it 13? 13, 14, 15? No, he was there in 16. So,
Missouri won the East.
I'm pretty sure McElwain was 14, 15, 16 and got
okay.
fired.
Okay.
And then Mullen got hired in 17.
Okay. Well, Missouri won the East in 13 and 14, I believe.
Is that what it was?
I think so.
Couldn't remember if it was that or 12 or 13.
It could have been 12 or 13.
The Nick Marshall year.
Auburn beat him. They definitely won it in 2013 because Auburn beat him.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's 12 or 14.
Who won?
Maybe it was 14.
The hell happened in 2014?
We didn't win it.
No, we didn't win it.
I don't think Georgia won it.
Who beat Missouri the other year? Was it Alabama, I assume? Or the hell happened in 2014? It was definitely Alabama that beat them.
Okay. I mean, that's a pretty safe bet out of the West.
Hang on. I'll get there.
I believe in you. You can do it.
2014 was the year that Ohio State won the Natty. They ran all over Alabama. So Alabama went to the playoffs. So in the SEC championship, Alabama beat Missouri. That's what happened.
In 2014?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, 2012 was Georgia. Was that the ball? Was that when Aaron Murray had the ball tipped?
Georgia should have won the game.
Is that when Murray got tipped?
That was back when you could kind of root for Georgia against Alabama. Because at that point, I remember Alabama was just the hated one.
Yeah.
And look at Denver. What a beautiful city. What a beautiful place. Are they at
Red Rocks?
Red Rocks?
Yeah, it's Red
Looks
Rocks.
Looks like it would be. Yep. That's Red Rocks.
Hey, I've been there.
I didn't know you could see the Denver skyline from Red Rocks.
No, it's really pretty. It's part of the backdrop. Like, you could see it. That's right. That's about where I sat.
Who did you see there?
Childers.
Is it as great as everybody says?
Yeah.
I would love to see a show there.
It was really cool.
You guys ever been to Red Rocks? Denver? Ever been to Denver? Ever been to Colorado?
Maybe slightly overrated at Red Rocks, maybe. Because you said it, people say it's great. I mean, people speak very highly of it.
Yeah, I've never heard anything bad about it.
I'm not saying anything bad about it. It's just some people act like it's like an otherworldly, like out-of-body experience. It wasn't anything like that.
Yeah, that seems kind of insane.
Yeah. So, it was a really good venue. It's probably the best venue I've been to.
I feel like nothing is that, though.
Few things. Red Rocks was cool.
Yeah. There are only very few things I can think of that have made me go out of body.
I would go back to it. I would fly back to Denver for
a
concert.
Did you consider the Tennessee-Alabama game an out-of-body experience?
Yeah.
Being
there in the stands?
Yeah.
On the field?
Yeah, that seems like it was probably, Seeing the Stones live, kind of a similar thing.
Sure. Watching Nicole Jokic
pick Alex, up our defense. I saw a thing about your girl. Apparently, there are people who wear diapers to her shows. Did you know about this?
Might have heard something about it, but I was like, couldn't be me.
They're wearing adult diapers because they're afraid of missing any songs. They don't want to go to the bathroom, so they're just sitting there.
Well, is it that? Because that's what I thought, too. Which
you just
seems...
gotta know what songs you don't like, and like there are Taylor Swift songs that I are not my favorite.
Yeah,
and
but
I would go to the bathroom.
You can't leave. You can't go.
That seems crazy that people are just going in their pants to not miss a second of Taylor. But
the men's bathroom very easy to get in and out of.
Yeah, just go in there. It'd be much.
Well, that's what my friend said they were doing in Atlanta. They were ushering the women into the men's stalls.
Yeah. I'm sure they were.
Yeah, because they were so outnumbered.
Even the urinals?
I don't think they're using the urinals. That's reserved for Georgia Bulldog women. I came up to her urinal and used it. You remember that picture that went viral?
Yeah.
A trashy woman.
Yeah. Nice flashback to 2010.
Yeah.
I mean, I do wonder, though, because she has that lyric about the sexy baby, you know?
I don't think that's
a sexy baby. Like if you
there's
wear
a lyric that says sexy baby. Yeah. It's so people don't miss a show. It's not because they want to be a sexy baby.
I know, but if
what is the sexy baby lyric?
Well, the reason everybody is a sexy baby, and I'm the monster on the hill. You know her newer song, one of the newer ones they play, the new song, a year or two ago.
The one that's like it's me, like I'm the problem, it's me. Is that one?
Yeah, hi. It's me.
She says everyone's a sexy baby and she's a monster on the hill.
You haven't heard that?
No, I've heard it. I haven't paid attention to every lyric.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a weird one. Like, when I heard it, I was like...
Well, that made me wonder, like, are people wearing the diapers outside the clothes as, like, a character almost?
No, I don't think they're wearing them outside the clothes.
Or is it actually they're using the diapers?
I don't think people are wearing them outside the clothes.
I didn't know if, like, the girls were dressing up like sexy babies as, like, a character thing. You know what I mean? You know how these girls are. Halloween, you know, you have like the sexy nurse or whatever.
I don't think that's what's happening.
You don't think any of the girls at the Taylor show dress up as sexy babies?
No,
I don't think so. I mean, there might be one weirdo, I guess, out of the million of people who have gone, maybe one person did it, but no, I don't think that's what's happening. I think it's so that they don't have to miss any of the show. Yeah. Was a story I saw.
That song is pretty catchy. I mean, it's pretty well written, and that melody.
Wow. We've come so far from you just blindlessly hating. Blindfully
now you know
hating.
Yeah. Intricate lyrics.
Yeah.
Well, every let's day, not get carried away.
Every day he comes in here with a new Taylor Swift story.
Let's not get carried away.
I think you're becoming a fan.
I've said all along she's a good songwriter. I've known she was a good songwriter since she first came about. All I ever said was it wasn't really my thing.
And that's
you know?
Not what you said. We don't have to let you try to gaslight us all again.
I didn't say she was. I never said she was bad. I never said
you did.
That. No, I didn't.
Sometimes I feel like everybody is a sexy baby and I'm a monster on the hill. Too big to hang out, slowly lurching towards your favorite city. Pierced through the heart but never killed. All right, relax, Taylor.
It's a pretty good songwriter.
No one treats her like she's a monster, though. I mean,
but when you hear it the way she sings it with the melody, it's pretty good. It's pretty good writing.
She's pretty talented.
Yeah.
She's pretty talented. I don't understand why they're at Red Rocks. So are they just like getting ready to like watch a show? Like what? It's the middle of the day.
They're just hanging out in Denver.
Are they just trying to take in the city? Is this like ESPN apologizing? Is there somebody doing a sound check?
Also,
there, I guess?
Who the hell are these guys?
Yeah, I don't know. The one on the right.
These
the one on the right's an NBA guy. The one on the right's an NBA guy.
Both
for sure.
Of these people, don't look like they should be on TV.
Yeah, but the guy on the right, the guy on the right's just a little chubby, but he's handsome.
They're both chubby. This one's got a beard. This guy, he's wearing some yellow. What is he wearing?
Is it a Furman shirt?
What is he wearing, a rain jacket?
I don't know.
Why are they on TV? I don't like this.
I've seen him on the NBA show. He's an NBA guy.
I don't like the new journalism.
We're so laid back.
Yeah, I don't like that new thing. I like my anchors to be 60 years old, white, with mustaches.
Oh, you can't say white anymore. You can't say white.
Bob Mueller.
You can't say that. You're canceled.
Channel
canceled.
2 in Nashville.
Canceled. Alex, send us a break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. So I do want your answer. So you'd rather play Oklahoma and Texas early or late? 2024
matters.
Or like 2026?
Oh, I thought you meant in the season.
No. I mean, like, do you want to crack at them first year or do you want to give it a couple years?
Yeah,
doesn't even matter.
I don't think it makes a big difference.
I guess it comes down to, do you think like Oklahoma and Texas are going to get a big boost from being in the SEC? Or do you think they kind of become just another program?
I don't know how you compare, like, wins to – is an 11-win Oklahoma team in the Big 12 an 8-win team in the SEC, a 9-win team in the SEC?
I think it depends on who's on their schedule in the SEC now.
I really don't –
Are they playing, like, a Tennessee schedule? Are they playing, like, a Georgia schedule?
Well – Yeah, right. Yeah, I mean, that factors. Do they have to play LSU, Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee?
Right.
Yeah.
Or they play in, you know, Kentucky, Missouri, Ole Miss.
Yeah, I mean.
A bad Auburn team this year, that type of thing.
Obviously, that factors. We won't really know until we see who's playing who. But my hunch is that Oklahoma and Texas will be above average when they get in the conference. They'll be – I'm not going to call them mid, but I'm not going to call them good.
Okay. So above average.
8-4.
Okay.
I think they're
– That's from day one, you're saying. That's from 2024, they'll both be an 8-4.
Well, I don't know.
8-4 floor?
I think Oklahoma's down a little bit right now.
But, again, we'll see what happens. I'm not going to make any declarations about them until I see this year. They were bad last year, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was weird. They had a couple games where they looked really good.
Well, they went 6-6 in the Big 12, so like I'm not going to say they'll be 8-4 this year because I think they're a little bit down.
Who was it they absolutely steamrolled though last year?
Kansas? No.
Was that it? It was somebody that they – no, it wasn't – I don't think it was Kansas. It was –
They
– There was somebody they played.
Texas beat them 49-0. You remember that? Good God.
I don't know if I realized it was that bad. There was one game that Oklahoma just couldn't get stopped. It was like the third game of the year, maybe.
Oh, you're talking about at Nebraska?
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
And you're oh my God, this Oklahoma team, they're a tank. And then you're just like, oh, no, actually Nebraska just sucks.
Oh, yeah, and then they got steamrolled 3 weeks in a row by Kansas State, TCU, and Texas.
Yeah.
And then everybody was picking Kansas against them. And they still beat Kansas. I knew better than to do that. I bet Oklahoma in that game against Kansas.
Uh-huh.
It's a good bet. By me.
That's bounce back from getting beat 49-0 by Texas.
Yeah, you're not going to come back and lose to Kansas after you get shut out by your biggest rival. Everybody was riding Kansas because, they've turned it around. You know, they're still Kansas. All right, relax. Although that coach there did a good job.
UTEP, Kent State, Nebraska, Kansas, Iowa State, Oklahoma State. Those were their six wins.
Six wins, and they still beat Gundy. He just can't beat them.
Not typically. Then they played a good bowl game against Florida State, everyone's preseason darling this year. They barely lost that game.
Yeah.
But six wins, and those six wins out of those, I mean, UTEP, Kent State, Nebraska, three abysmal teams. Kansas, Iowa State, Oklahoma State.
How did Florida State do? Because everybody talks like they're going to be good, too.
I mean, they finished, I want to say, like right in the around the top 10.
Do we just want certain schools to be good?
Yeah,
is
we do.
Is that just a college football thing?
Like, no, it is. And for a while
– Notre Dame, Texas, Florida State.
For a while, some media people would do it to Tennessee, too. I mean, like all the other fans would say, Tennessee were the offseason hype champions, like every year that was kind of the
We were bad for
the
a while.
Joke.
Florida State only lost three games, but pretty bad conference. They went 10-3. But, see, I look at Florida State, and I'm like, who did they beat? Now, they had that week two deal with LSU. They squeezed by LSU. But other than that, look at Florida State's wins last year. Duquesne, Louisville, Boston College, Georgia Tech, Miami, Syracuse, Louisiana, Florida, Oklahoma.
Close loss to Clemson, loss to North Carolina State.
Yeah, but they lost all three ranked games they played.
Sure. Close games in two of them, though.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I have a hard time buying them as like a top six team. But I think they're like another, like at least a 9-3 season.
Is their quarterback still Travis?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's his last name?
That is his last name.
I know. Wouldn't it be funny, though, if they just put Travis through for 260 yards?
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of the hype of Florida State's. They're returning pretty much everybody.
Yeah, I was surprised that they were able to get Jared Verse to come back. I thought that was a first-round defensive end. And they got him to come back.
Look at Travis out there. He's thrown for 396 against Georgia Tech.
It would be funny if that was actually just his first name.
They added Jaheim Bell from South Carolina, too, didn't they?
They had some good job. They did a good job in the portal. Like, so, I mean, like, I understand, like, the hype around them. But with all those teams that are kind of – put there, you know, after the big four or five or whatever, I always have a hard time actually buying them as like an 11-1 team. Now, maybe Florida State has a schedule and, you know, maybe for that's like kind of a loser leaves town match early on between them and LSU. Like whoever wins that game, maybe they are the dark horse playoff championship type of team. Loser takes a big step back and is fighting uphill, but whoever wins that is going to be catapulted into the top five and have a chance to kind of control their own destiny for sure. Probably can even afford a loss and still have a good shot, you know, as long as you've beaten either LSU or Florida State. What are you grumbling about over there?
Mm-hmm.
What are you grumbling about? You over the college football talk?
No.
You're done.
No.
You brought us into Florida State, then you got mad when we talked about Florida State?
No. I was.
You mad at Jordan for stepping on your Travis joke?
No.
He didn't know? He doesn't know your sense of humor?
No. Everything's fine. Calm down. Stay calm.
Yeah.
Everything's fine.
Jordan, all right, can you run that by me next time you're going to step on his joke? Can you run it by? He needs to be in the loop.
Nah, don't try to win him over. Don't be trying to pull him over into your little cult, too. Your little one-man, one-woman cult.
Well, I'm in it, too, so it'd be at least a two-man.
No, it's a one man, one woman. It's you and Alex.
Oh, okay. I got you now.
Yeah.
You're saying he's not in it yet.
I got to get people to my side.
Understood.
It's hard to when you don't have a chair over there.
It's true. Well, there's
a chair right there.
There is a chair. There's just no.
I mean, it's a little broken down, you know, but it's.
There's nothing to do over there. But maybe that's it. Maybe they're just naturally right here in this little walkway.
Yeah.
I bring people. All right. Well, that was talking college football. I do think, just to kind of put a bow on the SEC schedule talk, I do think we'll see changes in 2025 or maybe 2026. I think that's just going to be a short solution, and then they'll be like, actually, we need to change this. I do think you'll see that. I just think the schools seem to be bitching about the change and like the extra money wasn't necessarily going to be enough. And I do think like you're going to see some schools need to have it figured out and explained a little bit better to willingly be giving up a home game every year. Because if you're a team that has non-SEC games, you know, some years you're only going to have four home and five away.
We'll just schedule three home games.
Well, yeah, but you're losing.
You're non-conference.
Yeah, but like it's not that simple always. You can't get non-conference teams to always come to your place. A lot of people want to do neutral site games, you know? That's like
Tell them no.
Just say no.
Say no.
My way or the highway. No, most schools are going to be like, nah, we're good.
We're playing three home games.
And then most schools will be like, nah, we're not doing that.
Well, that's why you got to schedule Western Carolina, I guess. Furman.
Would you rather have non-SEC games and three terrible non-conference games? Or eight SEC games and one good non-conference game.
How good is the good non-conference game? Is it is it is it Oregon or is it BYU? You know what I mean? Because now
I think both of those are pretty solid, though. I mean, now Virginia this year. Well, Virginia this year, yeah, that one's bad. Like, but Pittsburgh last year. I mean, did you not enjoy Pittsburgh last year going there?
It's Pittsburgh.
That was about the cutoff for me.
How about Ohio State?
How about no?
How about Notre Dame?
Okay, yeah, maybe.
How about Michigan?
Eh, I don't want to play them right now.
I want to play some big dogs.
Okay, so 9 SEC games or 8 plus 1?
Give me 9 SEC games. I like my conference. I like the teams in it. I know the teams. I like that better.
Okay.
That's what I would prefer.
All right. Hour one of the books. We'll kick off hour two of headlines. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.